makes our choice, I'm sure you would agree. As you rejoice and rejoice over choosing me. Everyone has always told me I should travel far. Who could say why fate has made me this unequal to par? You'll have no threat of a regret. I am as good as you ever will get. Everybody likes me just the way I am. Everybody wants a piece of me. I'm like a Christmas ham. Once I got greater and greater to blame, perhaps their wealth helped me a little. But now I know people would love me the same if I had no heart to piddle. Everybody likes me, I'm like an Irish setter, and we share the noble profile, only my nose is wetter, and more elevated, my blood is blue, my shirt is stuffed, that's why nobody can quite get enough. Everybody likes me, can't you hear him shout? Everybody drools all over me, that's why I don't go out. But if the money contributed some to this endearing perception, but now I see that was totally dumb. I mean, have you seen my reflection? Everybody loves me, so the masses say. I can tell them how they look, their tones swept away. They're enemies of me, that's how it's gonna be. For all eternity, from sea to shining sea. You really must agree, I'm great from A to Z. Everybody simply loves, they just can't help it, me. I know. And isn't it wonderful I was at liberty to accept your proposition vis-a-vis your daughter?
What a stroke of luck.
Helen's room. Gino crawls in the window in the Santa costume minus the hat and beard.
What a stroke of luck. I maneuvered a window washing platform right outside this window. I wonder whose room this is anyway.
Oh. He hears Ellen crying as she enters and puts on the hat and beard.
What am I going to do? Oh, Daddy, what am I going to do?
She runs to him and collapses on him weeping.
What a stroke of luck.
Have you lost weight, Daddy? What am I going to do? Don't you know what's happening? You mean, you really don't know what's going on here tonight? Reginald Morton is this revolting pill that I used to go to school with, and Mother is intent on marrying me off to him because he's very rich, and she lost all the money in the stock market, and you never really did have much money in the way she sees it. It's all up to me to save the family, and that's just not the kind of sacrifice I'm willing to make at this time. Not that I don't want to help you and Mother out, it's just that I'm not willing to do my part, not with Reginald Walton. I mean, that's like a fate worse than death, and it would ruin your life too, because you would have to see him on the holidays, and I can't think of anything worse than having to spend Christmas with a rat like Reggie Walton. You're so wise, Daddy. You never try to force your own ideas on anyone. It makes me love you all the more. But I really need some advice. I mean it. Now!